Would Microsoft steer you wrong? Bloomberg Bootcamp, a report on today's technology. The world's biggest software company is out with the 2006 edition of Streets and Trips, and it adds some new features that finally put it on par with the competition. It's sold with or without a GPS receiver. Buying it with a receiver allows you to use a laptop as a replacement for expensive built-in car navigation systems. Product manager Helen Chang says among the new features this year are voice prompts.
Right after you make a turn, it prompts you with the next direction, and then right before you're about to make a turn, it gives you the direction again, and you can easily repeat it as many times as you want, or turn the voice off if you're listening to music in your car.
The package with a GPS receiver costs about $130. The software alone is about $100 less. Microsoft faces competition from DeLorme, which sells the 2006 edition of Street Atlas USA with a GPS receiver for under $100, and from solutions from companies like ALK Technologies that can turn a pocket PC or a smartphone into a GPS navigation device. Then there are standalone systems for cars from Garmin, Pharos, and TomTom, which now has the AOL-owned MapQuest as a partner. Chang says Microsoft has some advantages.
Our product is one of the easiest to use in the market. The user interface is very similar to any of the other Microsoft products.
And with the new features, Microsoft is finally on the map with the competition. Bloomberg Bootcamp. I'm Fred Fishkin.